surviving the wild. From pretty plants and roots and dreaming about electric fans. Baby, could you kill a man? Could you look in his eyes and feel the fire drain out of his hands? Baby, do you think about the past? Do you wonder if there still be little things left to them? You know you're beautiful. That ain't half the treasure in your soul that you got, 'cause I want it all. If your fingers in my mouth, I fail to see you fall. So please don't let me fall. So please don't let me
Great.
Hello, welcome to Fast and Loose. This is Nick speaking, guest number one on the radio show today. That song was Just Beige by Yoko Lore. Today I'll be taking the first half of the show and playing a few good tunes. So this next one is going to be Warm Glow by Hippocampus.
Hit the biggest bank in Chicago, brought it out with the thieves you know. Remember the thing that I told you 3 years, 2 months ago? I promise I'll be right behind you, but you're gonna die if you don't hit the road. Keep your lights down, keep your voice down low. Wear your head down, whichever way you go, and I'll meet you in Iowa. Three kids in the back of a cab, she said, come here and kiss your wife. I know you're real mad at me, but you're on your way to some kind of life. Daniel, John, and Abby promise me to treat your mother nice. Keep your lights down, keep your voice down. Wear your head down, whichever way you go, and I'll meet you in Idaho. I'm barely 50.
I'll be back someday, I hope. Wow. Oh, oh, oh.
And then off or just down.
Yeah. All right. Little switch in the last song in the first one. That one was just All the Debts I Owe by Camp. And now this song will be Warm Glow by Hippocampus.
Good. And then make sure, just do a little talking, and you can see where the yellow on the far left
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah.
And so make sure that's just, like, up to at least hitting the red, just while you're, like, normal voice. So try one out. Just
hello? Oh, there it is. Perfect. Much louder
now. That's how you know your level on the mic is right.
Thank you. thought I'd check in. It's been a couple of days since you were stressing. Pretty sure you're okay, that was quite the lie that you let slip that night. And I'll give you a second to collect your thoughts, can't get any breath in, cause you're still stuck in the box with all those songs that he taught you. My steady hand, can't say I'm a steady man. What did I tell you? Get back or you better have your helmet on. Don't make me prove you wrong. Playing with hearts or complaining with toys. Playing with all my heart but making too much noise. Trying to make a start but now I've got no choice. Yeah, I can make it far but then I lose my voice.
Which I can't do, so.
All right. That last song was Just a Boy by the Backseat Lovers. It's one of their singles from 2019, one of my favorites. I'm actually going to potentially go see them in May in Colorado. I'll fly all the way out there just to get to see them live. Probably they're going to be amazing. This next song is Doomsday by Lizzie McAlpine.
Oh, do the station ID.
Oh, so true. Wait, yeah. Is it still on?
Yep.
Yeah, it is. Okay, this is Nick, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Excellent.
Pull the plug in September. I don't want to die in June. I'd like to start planning my funeral. I've got work to do.
the plug, make it painless. I don't want a violent end. Don't say that you'll always love me, 'cause you know I'd bleed myself dry for you over and over again. Doomsday is close at hand. I'll book the marching band to play as you speak. I'll feel like throwing up. You'll sit and stare like a goddamn machine. I'd like to plan out my part in this, but you're such a narcissist. You'll probably do it next week. I don't get a choice in the matter. Why would I? It's only the death of me. Only the death of me. Pull the plug, but be careful. I don't want to die too soon. I think there's good in you somewhere. I'll hang on till the chaos is through. Doomsday is close at hand. I'll book the marching band to play as you speak. I'll feel like throwing up. You'll sit and stare like a goddamn machine. I'd like to plan out my part in this, but you're such a narcissist. You'll probably do it next week.
And
the funny thing is, I would have married you.
And I would say, hey, what's up, Nick? How's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good. How are you?
I'm great. This is the best show I've ever listened to in my entire life. And you would be like, okay.
Your show.
Okay, and then get me out of here. You don't want to talk to somebody forever.
Doomsday is close at hand. I booked the marching band to play as you speak. I feel like throwing up. You sit and stare like a goddamn machine. I'd have liked to plan out my part in this, but you're such a narcissist. They did it on Halloween. I had no choice in the matter. Why would I? It's only the death of me.
Thank you.
be friends. One, two, three, four.
Hey, this is Nick. This is going to be my last song for my half hour of the show. I hope you enjoy. This is American Honey by Current Joys.
Constantly coming.
My brain has mounted for this. Oh, my bad. What's up, guys? Oh, that's a really fucking... I'm sorry. What's up, guys? My name is Jose. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm now on DJ. I'm going to give you guys a fun party. I have with me Nick and... I'm blanking so bad right now.
Nate!
Nick and Nate, come on. Okay, come on, Jose. Get it together. Anyways.
So, now bring us on.
Okay. And so, we're going to talk about Valentine's Day.
Three and four.
Okay.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Okay. These are not...
Hi. What's up?
Oh, this is this one.
What am I listening to?
Technical difficulties.
Okay, got it now. Can you hear yourself? Nick, so you go down that one. That knob right there is you. That's your headphones. That knob, I think. Oh no, actually, you're in one. That one way down there. The other one, the way far one. No, either way, you can use these ones, but then turn up that way far knob, and then you should be able to hear yourself. There you go. Okay.
I can hear myself now.
Yeah, look at us. Look at us.
That's good. This is advanced radio. I'm throwing you in, Jose, on this one.
So I'm liking
doing great.
It.
You're doing
I'm
great.
I'm liking it. Okay, guys. So, how's everyone's day going? Tell me.
Oh, it's been a long, early morning.
Absolutely.
It's good. Yeah.
Tuesday feels like a Monday. How about you guys?
I like went to Target this morning because I was under the impression that my computer like needed an adapter. So like I spent $10 on an adapter. I didn't need. That could have been $10 on coffee. That could have been $10 on something I actually enjoy.
That's we used to give it all. It was always like in terms of something where it was like that's 10 Cadbury cream eggs.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that's exactly. The big one. A friend of mine always used to do. I think still at Picante, even with inflation and everything, one burrito is $10.
Yeah.
So like that's one burrito. Like that's in the trash right now. That's not. I can't eat this adapter. You know.
That's a latte I could have had.
That's a latte
with oat milk.
That's
one latte
if we're being honest. That's like a singular latte.
Yeah.
It's so
that's
bad.
The sad state of coffee these days. But it is. I mean, you get all the stuff.
It's
you know?
So good, though.
It's, but like, that same cup of coffee just 5 years ago, I lived in a world where like paying more than $5 for a cup of coffee was considered bananas.
What?
Yes.
Hey, at Danish, it's like not standard. More than five.
It's not. There it is.
What?
There's a big plug
Danish
for Danish.
Pastry
Danish.
House. DPH. I'm going to keep plugging it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's good. There's some good stuff there. The Nutella thing
Nutella
my gosh
latte?
It's so good.
I went the other day actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh
I tried the bread pudding. It wasn't that great.
I'm okay. All right.
That's fine. That's it. Not everything can hit. All right. We'll say that. All right.
Wait, what's your guys' coffee order? Like Starbucks, give me.
So here's the thing. I drink tea.
Tea?
I'm a big tea drinker.
I'm a tea drinker.
There it
what?
Is. Yeah.
What kind of tea?
There's people out there. I all kinds.
Oh.
And this is a big shout out for Mem Tea. Which is in Davis Square. If you're looking for an awesome time, go down there. You can sample teas. It's great. Mem tea is great. And it's like loose leaf tea and all that kind of stuff. But I like black tea. And then I like throughout the day. So I'm like, start out with black tea and then you're kind of transitioning to maybe green.
Yeah.
And then even at night, like I have a cup of tea before I go to bed. Like an herbal tea before I go to bed. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How about you? Are you?
Big chai tea addict.
Oh, chai tea. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I'm ordering, I cannot at my house make a chai tea.
Chais.
So yeah. Chai tea is good.
Really,
chai tea from where?
You're talking about like you can't make a like a tea bag one. You can't make a latte one.
I can't make a latte.
Pretty easy. It's like you get like this concentrate and milk, just the two of them.
The concentrate. Yes, you're buying the concentrate. Yeah, that's it. You got to do that. You got to do that. That's a key. That's it. Actually, here's a big thing I've done. I got a Vietnamese tea blend, and now I'm making, like bubble tea.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You can make that by yourself. Really easily. There's like basically it's
you gotta like boil it, right?
Yeah, all you do is just loose stuff. So I made a pitcher of like I literally just dumped loose some of this like this bag of Vietnamese like black tea into a pitcher. I put hot water in there, made that, and it was like super concentrated. That plus milk and like maybe like a little bit of sugar or honey.
Really
and it
good.
Tastes exactly the same. Exactly the same.
Oh
and I'm
gosh.
So stoked about it.
That's
it's so
awesome.
Good. But it's like I don't know if it has to be this like Vietnamese style, but there's like a specific tea blend. But the pack of tea that it was, I got it like just as like this random thing. But it was like that pack of tea, I can make gallons and gallons of it, and I think this pack of tea costs like $2. So
oh my gosh,
what?
Yes.
What a win.
If we ever cross paths in the future, I will make this for you, and it'll
Please.
Be like here, and I'll be like, you go to Kung Fu Tea and you drink that, and then I will make this, and if you can tell me the difference, then fine. Like I don't know what that was.
Quite a big plug
but that's it.
To this.
I'm writing this down. I'm gonna come to your house.
Okay,
and
it was like I did it. I cracked the code, you know. And if I could do that with chai tea, if I can get close to how somebody makes it for me. You know?
Literally, that's how they make it in all these places. They do... So, Starbucks is the only one. They have, like, a pump of this, like, super intense concentrate.
Okay.
But every other coffee shop, like, you take The Sink, you take, like, Danish, you take, what are the ones? Like, Ho Chunk. They use that concentrate in the milk. It's the exact same way
and
most
that's
people
it?
Make it.
And then you're doing the foam? Like, you're foaming it up and all that kind of stuff? All right, okay. There it is.
I didn't know that.
That's I did cool. not know that. All right, this... Yeah, hey, okay. All right, I'm stealing some of your show. Sorry about that.
Guys.
But this is great. This is radio.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed our little spiel, our little how our day's going. Also, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Molly, my wife. out of the Tufts Medical Center.
You're a very lucky lady, Molly.
She's great. She's the best. She's the best. That and to my two daughters and my 1 3-year-old who is at school. We were like, are they doing anything special for Valentine's Day? We made her Valentine's to give to all of her classmates,
I
which is great.
Doing yeah.
And then she's like, it's going to be great. Heart Aww. Man is going to come. And so I don't like the heart man. I don't know.
Is that what they're calling?
No,
they
just said heart man. Heart man's gonna come and he's gonna put hearts everywhere. And then we're gonna do this. And I was like, this is all right. There it is, heart man. We're in on it.
Yeah.
Did you guys give out Valentines when you were little?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
How would you guys shoot your shot?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would. I would if I had a crush in elementary school or something like that. Theirs would be like a little different.
That's what
like
I would
have
do.
The dinosaur one or whatever. my favorite dinosaur would definitely be going to them. And then I would maybe put something else on there. And then it would always be like my favorite flavor of like lollipop. That one would be going to her.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the childhood crushes, you know.
If you got a special lollipop, just know.
Yeah, that's it. But you didn't know. You did it and you hoped that they knew.
That they would
know.
But
blue
I
raspberry
didn't know.
Was
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was blue raspberry. It was like nobody else got that one. You know, like that was it was just for them.
Yeah.
And you're like but you just would hope that they would pick up on that.
Did they pick up on it?
I don't think so.
Nah.
None of these people I did not meet my wife in elementary school. No.
Actually kind of cute.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my god. Okay, you guys want to listen to some music or do
yes.
you guys want to keep talking? All right, cool. Okay guys, so now I'm going to turn these guys off and we're going to listen to Breeze by Germango Dreaming, which is a really good song. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. My old man is a bad man, but I can't deny the way he holds my hand. And he grabs me, he has me by my heart. He doesn't mind to have a Las Vegas past. He doesn't mind to have a LA crass way about me. He loves me with every beat of his cocaine heart. Swimming pool, glimmering darling, white bikini off with my red nail polish. Watch me in the swimming pool, bright blue ripples. You sitting, sipping on your black crystal. A soul as sweet as blood red jam, and he shows me, he knows me, every inch of my tar black soul. He doesn't want to have a flat broke down life. In fact, he says he thinks it's why he might like about me, admires me the way I roll like a rolling stone. Likes to watch me in the glass room, bathroom, chateau, mama, slipping on my red dress, putting on my makeup.
Face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Places, places, ready, set the gate is down, and then we're going in. Tell us Vegas,
Hey guys, thank you for listening to our show today. This is Jose, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a happy Valentine's Day, whether you're spending it alone or with someone. Yeah, okay, bye.